is complete truth. I was like, this is fucking bullshit. That's why I said that loud. Fuck you, you fucking bullshit. Fuck off.
This is what happens when you don't want a relationship and you just love your own company. These are the type of things.
Phoebe, if you're listening to this, you're fired.
Is that not the greatest thing that you've ever heard? I would just like to say an enormous thank you to Mr. Jacob Eaton, who sent me, let me just read his email. Gosh, I thought I had it up. God, I'm so unprepared. But he reached out and just sent me some sort of message somewhere that was like, hey, do you want me to make you some audio things? I was like, yes, please. And that's what he made. It's so cool. Apart from them, look, if I just had to be critical just for a second, Jacob, I hate my laugh so much. It's really fucking irritating. So good for you. Thanks for putting it in there. I don't know. Yeah, good. I love it. Especially the part where I tell Phoebe that she's fired. It's my favourite thing to do. Harass the staff. Oh, it's got a fine line between being friends with Phoebe or being staff. Anyway, it's good. She's going to be listening to this. No, we're friends. We're definitely friends. But like, are we? Because I pay her. For those of you that don't know, Phoebe is my content producer. She is employed because things have taken off. Like, we had a launch the other day for the Fuck Off shop. We sold out of Fakovsky in 40 minutes. 40 minutes? Do you want to know how much money I made in 24 hours? For some reason, like, I don't want to come across as unrelatable, but I'm just so excited. $50,000. Still have to pay tax, and I've still got to pay for the warehouse, and there's all the costs involved. But, like, is that gross profit or net? Like, anyways, let's not worry about that. Well done. Claps to everyone. Thanks for the support. I'm doing a second Fakovsky drop on the 4th of November. I'm currently making a shit ton of bottles. I think I've got 550 bottles made. 450 to go. And I've got not long enough. But anyways, Mr. Jacob Eaton, thank you so much. Claps, I'm in a clappy mood. Pass the clap. The clap. Isn't that a venereal disease? Good, thanks for sharing. So there's a few things I want to talk about today. I feel like, I don't want to sound, I listened to a podcast and I couldn't, it was a, I don't want to name and shame. It was an American podcast and Phoebe keeps sending me episodes and I'm like, oh, fine, I'll have a listen. I couldn't deal with the guy's voice and I finally was able to relate to all the husbands who continually send me messages saying that my voice is the most irritating thing that they've ever heard. Because this guy's voice was just, oh, I just couldn't. It was too, his voice was fine, but it came across as like really, I just couldn't deal with it. I couldn't handle it. And then I suddenly realized that that's what most people, when they listen to my podcast, because that's the majority of the feedback is, no, thanks. I can't handle your voice. I'm like, no, that's fair. That's fair. That's what my mother and brothers tell me most of the time. We speak on the phone. Good. Today, cleaning the balcony and watering the garden. Doing the watering the plants. That's something you got to do quite often. good. Thanks for sharing that. And I moved a little thing in the bottom corner. And yesterday, my cousin sent me a video of a huntsman spider the size of a dinner plate. It was huge. It was so huge. And like every time I see something like that, my anxiety goes from 0 to 100. And any slight breeze on my skin, and I think there's a huntsman on me. So that's what I've been coping with mentally for the last 24 hours. And this spider was so big. It was so big. I'm not joking when I say, okay, I am a little bit exaggerating. You know what I'm like. Yeah, I was, you know, like a teacup thing. You put your tea. No, bigger than that. Like a, I don't know. You know how you get dinner plates and like dessert plates? It was the size of a dessert plate. Hand on my heart, size of a dessert plate. The body would have been the size of a 20-cent coin and the legs would have been like 4.5 meters each leg. It was huge. And it just, the way it crawled. So disgusting. And so I have a lot of plants on my front balcony. And my biggest fear is that there's going to be a huntsman. And so far, I've lived here for a year. And I've never even seen a spider. Yeah, there's like some spider webs and some tiny spiders. But I've never seen an enormous spider. And with huntsman on the brain, I knelt down to this like corner of the balcony. Just imagine like just the bottom corner. I have a big balcony. It's completely enclosed. So it's just imagine a box and you walk out into the box and then there's two big holes that are the windows and that's the balcony. So I go into this corner and I'm like dustpanning and brushing. I'm like, I need to move this box. There's the power outlet there. There's a lot of cables and cords. And I need to plug in my little, I wanted to put some fairy lights on. You know, I wanted to be a bit bougie, a bit gay. And out of a corner of my eye, I see what my brain computes together as huntsman. And I'm on my knees, a common spot that I find myself in. No, actually, at the moment, maybe that's why I'm so angry. Because I just have not been getting any action. I think that's why I'm so grumpy and tired. Not only because I'm like making thousands of fragrances and keyrings and pendants. Well, I'm paying people to make the pendants. Phoebe's also making a lot of the keyrings. But I'm tired from making all the stuff, which is great. I love it. I still love it. It's just tiring. And I'm not getting any on the side. So I'm just a real grumpy person. And that's just made me annoyed. So cleaning the garden was like a really good little therapy. It's been really relaxing. It's been really nice. And I go to put my fairy lights on and I move all these cables plugged everywhere. See that out of the corner of my eye. Also, I'm on my knees and I feel like, oh, I'm at home. God, I haven't been in this position for a while. So that's what it's like. Oh, remembering. Memories. Oh God. Is that someone? They want to hook up? No. Oh, it's my Cameo notification. I've opened my Cameo back up again. What was I talking about? Being on my knees. Oh. Anyways, I see this thing move out of the corner of my eye. And I've never stood up fast enough. Screamed bloody murder on my balcony, which everyone can hear. Run inside, slam my door closed, and just stand still for a good 60 seconds and contemplate what I'm going to do next. Now, in my mind, I've just seen a huntsman the size of a dinner plate in my garden. Realistically, it was probably just one of the many, many cables that just moved. Just like a little bit of a movement. But I was like, no, I'm not taking any chances. I can't tell you. I get stressed really easily. Like if I have two emails to reply to, I'm like, oh my God, this is too much to bear. I didn't know. I need a holiday. I need a mental break. Two emails. Oh, just overworked right now. I just can't handle that. That and if someone texts me, I'm like, oh, guys, just everyone's just yelling at me. It's like one text from Optus saying my bill's due and two emails from Optus saying my bill's due. And I'm like, guy, I just need everyone to back off. There's too many people talking to me. I feel harassed and then I'm stressed. This spider stress was a whole new level of stress that I just had never experienced. I started physically shaking. Like I was shaking because you know that movie, is it Arachnids or Arachnophobia? Well, that movie where the spiders are the size of like Harry Potter spiders. The big Harry Potter spiders. That's what was in my brain. And initially, like when it's just there's so many things go through my head, like I can't live in this house anymore. Like I can't. If I see a huntsman in my property, which I know inevitably will happen, I won't be able to live in this house anymore. And I love where I live. I love my apartment. And I was just stressed and really disappointed that I'd have to move and this was going to be a whole journey and a process and I probably need to see a therapist to get over this, seeing this huge spider. And I didn't get a good enough look at it to know that it was a spider. I needed confirmation. Oh, so I remember my wonderful father knows how dramatic and afraid of everything I am. And he set up a survival kit for this very dramatic episode, and he bought all these things. Didn't buy any fucking bug spray, though. God, Dad, how dare you? But we had this huge torch, like this epic torch. If the whole world goes into a blackout at midnight and there's no moon, I've got this flashlight to save the day. So I get out this flashlight. Of course, I go on Facebook Live. I live stream. This is all up on a live stream. What's the date today? If you want to watch it, you just go back to Saturday, the 24th of October. And the reason for the live stream was I just needed some confidence. I needed some people to know the trauma I was going through, and I needed people to be there for when I get eaten. Like, this spider would take one bite of me and it would decapitate me. I'd be dead. So I just wanted people there, and then Phoebe was watching it too, which is great. So she could just watch it and come over and, you know, collect my dead body or do whatever she needs, steal whatever she needs to. She knows where the money is. There's no money. I just realized I shouldn't lie about that. Now I feel like people are going to break in and look for money. Side note, when is the last time you ever used or paid with cash? I don't think I have touched money. God. I don't even know when. It's just all done with card. I walked by this. Oh, my God. I got recognized by a man selling the big issue. Oh, he was so sweet. And I was like, oh, I really want to buy a copy. Do you accept card? Which I felt awful asking because I was like, probably not. Oh, thank Christ. They've got card. So if you walk past someone who's selling the big issue, you can buy one, because I don't know about all of them, but this guy, he had a little Square app, and I was able to tap and pay with my card, which was just so good. Because I feel so bad for people who are asking for money in the streets, because I just never have any cash. Anyways, that was a long-winded way of saying, please don't come and break into my house. There is no cash. I got a jar of coins. I don't even think I've used, but I haven't used coins. I haven't even touched a coin. Although I am thinking about doing something a bit naughty, and I think I have to pay with cash. There's a few podcast episodes ago. You know when I said I was going to hire a male companion? I'm getting closer to that idea. It's been so fucking long. May as well just do it. Although, I could bite my time. There's something teed up in the works, but that's, I'm gonna wait for the goddamn borders to open. Anyways, just getting my whore on a not global level. What is it? Well, it's domestically. It's interstate slut. Did it? I was trying to come up with a jingle. God. Side note, cash. Oh yeah. So lying on the floor, dead. I just wanted people to see it on the Facebook Live. Anyway, so I get the torch out, and now I turn all the lights off because I don't know why. That was a terrible idea. Because as soon as I flashed this torch into this zone, it cast these really heavy shadows from the cables, of which I don't know if anyone heard, but I farted on the lights. I farted. Because, you know, when you're just like, you get such a fright that all your muscles tense up? Yeah, I'm glad I didn't shit myself on the live stream. Would I have admitted? I probably would have admitted to that and just ended the live and been like, okay, well, it's crisis. It's taken a real turn. Anyways, so I calmed down. I put all the lights back on because the shadows are too scary for me. And then I come up with this genius plan. I put the Facebook Live thingy. What's that? The phone. Christ, I'm so old. I put my phone on a selfie stick and I turn the flash on and I'm like, people of Facebook Live, I'm going to stick my phone into where I think the spider is and move it around. Can you see? Genius. So smart. Anyway, I do it. Nothing. Nothing. Which is good, but it either means there was no spider to begin with, which is just what I'm hoping for, or it moved. Which is highly likely because I was just sticking my phone in there like there's no tomorrow, and it could have. Oh my God, it could be in my sofa. Oh. It's the one thing. It's such a comfortable sofa. And that's my biggest fear. My biggest fear is that a spider crawls out of the crevice between the cushions. This is what I mean. I can't live in my house now because all I'm going to be is super anxious. anyways, we didn't solve. There was no resolution because there probably isn't a spider. But I haven't been able to go out to my balcony. All the lights are on. The fans are going. Everything's on. And I've just left it on for the last, like, 6 hours. I just hate animals, humans, everything. Which is why I have this successful fuck off brand. Just fuck off. It's the politest way I can say it. Go away isn't as direct. Fuck off is. Okay, good. All right, I'm glad I got that off my chest.
I'm also just so sleepy.